The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, taking care of business with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. On Monday, and I can't think of more of an expert about business in Pensacola and the Pensacola area than Todd Thompson, who is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Meg. Thank you.
It's so great to see you on this rainy Monday morning. I was tempted to sleep in. I wouldn't blame anybody.
Tell you what. I mean, this is perfect sleeping weather.
And, correct.
You know, a lot of times I like to say it's a Chamber of Commerce day. This is not one of those, unfortunately.
Not so much.
right. But anyway, it's a Monday.
But we will have them.
Yeah. Not too long. We'll be back into our beautiful Pensacola weather. But you know, we're back in... taking care of business.
Well, it's hard to believe we're in 2025. Right. So these first couple of weeks of the year are always kind of a chance to regroup, get your goals going for the year, get everything together. But y'all have got a big event coming up that I personally am very excited about.
Yes. So we have our third, what we call our All Together Business Women's Event.
And it's cute because it's All Together, H-E-R.
Right. Emphasis on the H-E-R.
Yep.
And that will be at Echo Life Church on Thursday, January 30th. So you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com, to get more information. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to get in depth about this. But to get your tickets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we do in conjunction with Carol Carlin.
Oh, she's amazing.
Just incredible. And she puts the entire program together,
mm-hmm.
and including Carol, we'll have a total of 9 speakers.
All women. Who are influential in the community. It's a who's who of people in this community.
It really is. And, you know, Carol does a tremendous job of finding, she knows them all personally,
mm-hmm.
and she knows how to kind of arrange it so you'll get the most out of it in terms of hearing from these women, learning their stories, learning how they've been able to be successful in their various fields, and have some real takeaways. That's in the conversations we've had as we've done the planning. Carol wants to make this where you go, you get a full day of networking, you get a full day of meeting these leaders and other folks that'll be there, but also things that you can take away and apply in your business and your professional life, and making something that is really going to help you move in your career.
Oh yeah, they've so many things, so many different topics that they will cover. Some of which I really love, which are ways to take care of yourself when you're a business owner, a businesswoman. How to mix and mingle and network. The ways that you can take care of your employees. There's so many tips and things. I mean, I had a little notebook with me last time, and it was full by the end of the day. I mean,
right.
I was taking notes all day long.
Right.
It was really informative. But like you said, what I enjoyed so much is so often. You get busy at your job. One of the things I love about chambers in general, but especially Pensacola Chamber, is you offer so many networking opportunities. And making those connections with people and being able to be in the community can really help you down the road when you're trying to either open up your business, relocate, get new clients, all of that. It really matters. And a lot of times you'd have people that are on their phones, and yes, that's all good.
Right.
But I said, to me, nothing is more valuable than that one-on-one handshake.
Yeah. Well, there's a saying that I've learned, and I'm sure you've heard it in chamber world, your network is your net worth.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
So it really is about who you know, making those connections. And, you know, our area is still so well connected, and
mm-hmm.
folks, you know, that's how things get done, is who you know and who you can call on for help. So this is just another great opportunity. You know, as you mentioned, this is what chambers do, bring people together for networking opportunities, education opportunities. And this, it's going to be an all day event. on the 30th, but we'll have breakfast for you. We'll have lunch for you. We'll have coffee. We'll have snacks throughout the day. So, but it's just going to be a great opportunity again to learn from these female business leaders and network and have some real positive takeaways.
I love this event. It's a really great event. And like he said, you can find out about more about it, the tickets, on PensacolaJamesburg.com. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest is Todd Thompson, who is he's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. If you have a question about the chamber, something that's going on in the community, or something you'd like to make a comment for Todd, just send that in on a text at 850-437-1620. So tell me what else is happening. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. We had the LEAP class here last week.
Oh, yeah.
Leadership Pensacola, which is sponsored by the Pensacola Chamber. Big group. They came in the studio. We'll be up with they got kind of preempted because it was the day of the Carter funeral.
Right.
But we did do an in-studio interview, which I'll be playing tomorrow afternoon.
So oh, great.
Tomorrow during the show.
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw a number of the class members posted on social media, their pictures.
It was media day, so they got to come into the studio.
Yeah, they talked. On those posts so much about how much they enjoyed it and kind of getting the behind the scenes.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about, if you're not familiar with the leadership program, that's something that's done every year.
Right.
And I had the opportunity to be in the 2024 class, the greatest class ever.
Yeah, of course.
But it is such a great, I met people that normally I would not meet. So, I mean, I met the person who runs the Port of Pensacola and mm-hmm. that we would never cross paths.
Right.
Other people that were in the hospitals or people that worked at the credit union. There are places that you're not going to see people. So these opportunities to build friendships for life in the business community was a powerful experience for me. I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Now, if someone wants to do 2026, it's almost time, isn't it?
Yes. So very timely that you mentioned this.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout on our social media platforms and our e-blasts. We will be sending that out soon. The nomination period for next year's Leadership Pensacola or LEAP class will be coming out very soon, so be on the lookout for that. So this is just the nomination portion, where if you have someone who works for you or is a friend or and is interested, just put their name in. It's a very simple form, name, contact information, that sort of thing. So that'll be coming out really soon,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be deadlines that you need to get those nominations in. That's step one. Following that, step two is the application process.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get the nominations in, we'll reach out to everyone who's been nominated and give them the parameters for their application, sending in your resume, your
referrals. You have to get some referrals from the community.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
All that information. And then class will be announced later on in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So, it takes a little while to get the selections made. And just, for general awareness, our Leadership Pensacola class calendar runs basically from August until May.
Right.
So, so this class, you had in last week, they're getting towards the end of their class year.
And they're working on their class project.
They're working on their class project.
Which is something they do to give back to the community.
Right. Every class does a project and, they raise money for it. They put in their own personal time. It's something that at the end of the class, they'll do a big unveiling and ribbon cutting. We'll do that with the chamber. And it's something that, it forces them to work together as a
mm-hmm.
team. And that's part of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, reaching out to the community to get volunteers and engagement. It's really one of the cool aspects, and it helps, improve the community as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, because the people that come out of this program are going to either are currently leaders or will be potential leaders.
Right.
So that's what's nice about it, because you have people of all ages. It's not just necessarily young people and young professionals. We were some old folks like me in it last year, But it's something I had never done,
Right.
And so then you learn about the community every month. You go to a different thing, like a government day, media day, a trip to Tallahassee, which
yep.
is always a good thing. So very, it's a remarkable program, and I'm so glad that y'all have continued to do that.
Yeah, it's be our 42nd year.
Wow.
And, just if you go back and you look at some of the people who have gone through the program over the years. You've got government leaders, business leaders, folks that have made real impact in our community. But, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, you know, I always like to talk to the class members to get their perspectives and what they think about the program. And, you know, a lot of folks who grew up here just, you know, and you mentioned some of the individual days, you know, local government day, there's military day, healthcare day, but the things they you learn, the behind the scenes things.
Well, that's what I loved. Like military day, I've been on NAS Pensacola, but I had not been behind the scenes.
Right.
That was remarkable and fun.
Yeah.
I mean, really fun. And same with some of the hospitals and some of, there's certain places I've never gone to.
Right.
So I'm seeing the Port of Pensacola or even the Coast Guard Cutter. We got a tour of that, one of that. There's just so many different unusual and unique things you get to experience.
Yes. And Education Day. So.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
From, you know, the high schools and what's happening in primary education, but also hearing from the colleges and universities as well. So.
So just keep a lookout for the nominations. And if you know someone you think should be nominated, and it's because it's going to be coming up soon.
Yep. So.
So we've got
Keep
together.
Your eyes peeled.
We got together her
yeah.
coming.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is happening? Because y'all have so much on your plate. So what would you like to talk about this morning?
Yeah, so this Wednesday we've got a virtual, we've been doing what's called Workforce Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
And we try to do one at least every other month. Sometimes in person where it'll be like a lunch and learn.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a virtual lunch and learn, but
well, that's nice because you can do it from your office.
Right. And, you know, again, the weather's kind of bad.
Right.
And, you know, folks really haven't been getting out as much. So you can go either on our website or we'll have it on our Facebook page. But Carolyn Fries, who is our workforce development director, will be doing a presentation on some of the trends in hiring and workforce, some of the data that's come out recently looking at 2025 and what we're looking at as we move into the new year. So yeah, it's a free.
She's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, yeah, she's
very
amazing.
Knowledgeable.
Yes. So it's a free virtual event. So if you want to register, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com and register for that. And that'll be happening on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we have our first business after hours of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, so, already. Yeah, where's that going to be? This
jumping right into it. And that is at Jade Venue.
So oh.
It's a venue, event space.
Yes.
So it's out on Mobile Highway.
Okay.
But, from 5 to 7, another great networking opportunity. You know, come after work, you know.
Oh, they're always fun.
Yeah.
They're always fun. It's very, it's casual networking, put it that way.
Exactly.
You can
exactly.
Really have a cocktail or not, or, you know, something to drink.
Yep.
And usually there's some light appetizers or something. And I think occasionally do y'all do a raffle or there's door prizes?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff
so
like that.
We'll have some door prizes. If you want to bring a door prize from your business, please
Which
do
is a
that.
Great way to promote your business.
Exactly, yeah.
A
yeah.
little swag bag from your business.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing. But those are always fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are always fun.
Just, you know, great networking time and, you know, kind of get connected. Again, that's what
right.
it's really what it's all about.
So the two B's. So there's business after hours and then there's the breakfast.
Right.
When is your next breakfast?
So we have our first Good Morning Pensacola. It's the first Friday in February, so looking at my calendar, that's the 7th, and that's at Scenic Hills Country Club.
Right.
I believe Chick-fil-A 9 Mile Road is our sponsor for February.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, always great to hear from them. They do so much in the community, and Robert Barnes is on our board, you know, again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com. You can get registered for that. But it's a fun, breakfast. There's a program, but there's great opportunity again for networking. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 7:30. We don't start the program until 8:00. There's a buffet, great breakfast. And then there's a sit down program, from 8 to 9, but again, great door prizes, opportunity for networking and learning about our community. That's really
that's
what
always
we
good.
Do.
Just good speakers and
exactly.
interesting topics every month. And I always try to challenge myself because my tendency is to sit at the table where I know someone.
Right.
Challenge yourself to sit at a table where you don't know anyone. Because that's the best way. It's a perfect opportunity to meet new people.
Exactly.
So, because it's too easy. We get in there and then it's, I want to sit with someone I know. But, you know, challenge yourself. Go to one of these things. And,
yeah.
And you'd be surprised because my hesitancy, oh gosh, everybody knows everybody. I'm going to be the only one that doesn't. That's just so not true. That's just so not true.
Yeah, it's amazing the number of folks you think. Yeah, you think you know everyone, but
is a big town. Yeah. There's a lot of new people and new people coming in with new businesses.
Right.
Opportunities for growth for your own business. You never know who you're going to shake hands with.
Right. And at Good Morning Pensacola, if you are a new chamber member, you get to come up for 30, 45 seconds and do your elevator pitch to the entire room. About 130 people come to Good Morning Pensacola. So
that's great.
You know, another way to promote your business and make those connections.
Right. Okay. So basically, you just sit around and do nothing over there at the Pensacola Chamber.
Yeah. Just twiddling our thumbs.
So. Yeah. Well, as president and CEO, I suspect that you have an awful lot that comes across your desk. So this time of year, what are some of the things that you've been looking at in the community? I know Todd, you know, he's personally involved with so many different organizations and events, but what are some of the things that you're aware of right now that we're looking at?
So, yeah, we've been following the conversations about Outline Field 8 and what's happening there. The commission made a decision last week to...
On the developer.
Right, to negotiate with that developer. We'll see what happens. But our position from our board of directors all along has been, you know, let's focus and make sure that we follow through on the commitment for good quality, high-paying, clean jobs that are, you know, should be out there. That's when this all started over 20 years ago. It was supposed to be 640 acres committed only to jobs and economic development.
Interesting.
Now there's a master plan, which I think is a good plan, and you know, it's been agreed to, and you know, our position has been let's follow the master plan. Mm-hmm. You have some areas for maybe some housing, maybe, you know, some retail, those sorts of things. But also, you know, let's make sure that we maintain the area that's been zoned for light industrial to keep that. You know, make sure we get those good jobs because, you know, this is a unique piece of property and it's in a great location. You're close to I-10. Highway 29, some of
it's a great location.
Transportation corridors, you're almost in Alabama.
Right.
And so, you know, let's make sure we stay focused on bringing in those good quality, high-paying, clean jobs, and, you know, so we can continue to improve our economy.
So my understanding of it is that they did approve a development, but there's still more steps. It's not done yet. Is that correct? Yeah, it's not quite done.
Right. So they chose a developer to negotiate with, and I believe it was a 30-day window, so it's pretty tight. So we'll see what happens. You know, and if they don't come to an agreement, then we'll see what the next steps are. But either way, we're going to continue to beat the drum for jobs. You know, we need to...
Jobs, and more jobs.
Exactly.
Right.
We're growing, so we need to have the jobs to grow as people continue to move to our community.
Oh, yeah. This area has grown so much just in the last few years. And part of one of the things that's been coming up now, of course, is housing and affordable housing.
Right. Yeah. And there was a story in the PNJ last week, I think, about, 4,000 new homes were approved for 2024. So we'll see if that continues. But, you know, bringing on those new houses is going to help, you know, alleviate the stress on, you know, prices and availability. So we got to keep that going. And you know, that's the area that's growing out in Beulah, Cantonment. Those are the areas that are growing. So you're going to see more jobs go out that direction as well. But we got to be prepared. You know, we got to make sure that, you know, we've got the roads, we've got the infrastructure and things like that. So, got to keep the momentum going.
So in your role as the president and CEO, there's so much to think about because you have the daily operations, of course. And then how many chamber members do y'all have now?
We're right about 1,100.
That's a good representation of the community. So you have an opportunity to be an advocate for the businesses. Because a lot of people say, well, I've heard of Chamber of Commerce my whole life. What is that exactly? I mean, maybe talk a little bit about what you are and what you do.
Yeah. So, about 1,100 members, everything from, you know, our largest employers like Navy Federal, Florida Power and Light, the three major hospitals here, the vast majority of our members are small businesses.
Right.
So if you're running your small business, you don't always have the opportunity, you know, to advocate for certain things. So that's what we want to be, is that advocate for the business community, standing up for the important issues. You know, workforce development, as I mentioned earlier, is a key area. You're going to see more things coming out this year about opportunities connect the business community with education partners and providers, mm-hmm. and how do we get that conversation going so the needs of the business community are being met by those folks.
Right, right.
You know, economic development, as we talk about, you know, OLF 8 is a component of that, but what other opportunities are out there where the business community can take a stand and have their voice heard and say, you know, these are the things we want you to work on. Innovation and entrepreneurship mm-hmm. is also very important. Working with folks who just have an idea for a business. They don't even know where to start.
And you have programs for that.
Right. So we have an innovation and entrepreneurial committee. Lloyd Richard is the chair and meets the last Tuesday of every month. It's open. Anybody who wants to come, it's at the chamber at 9:30. That last Tuesday of every month. And just to talk about, you know, what's happening in what's called the ecosystem, mm-hmm. you know, how those startups can get connected to the right resources that are in our community. Because sometimes you've got a great idea and you go out and you hire a lawyer and an accountant and you start spending money before you've really fleshed out your business plan. And,
right.
And you know, and that hurts you, where there are resources, free resources or very, you know, low cost resources in our community where you can get some guidance, get a good business plan down, and then go out and start, you know, those other things you need to do to get your business going. But it's really getting that kind of that ecosystem mapped out. And
right.
So people know where to go to get those resources and making those connections in our community.
How long has the chamber been here now?
Since 1889.
Woo!
We are the oldest chamber in the state of Florida.
Wow. Well, when you think about that, then think of the resources that you have.
Right.
If you're someone that's new to business, and I mean, think about that, the resources and the people that are connected through the chamber in this community. It's pretty amazing, really.
Yeah.
And just listening to you talk about, right now, I think we've gone through about 8 events
yeah.
this month alone
right.
that you can participate in. So this is a great opportunity to join the beginning of the year. I always encourage folks to start your year off right. So what would they need to do if someone wanted to join, and who should they contact?
Yes. So we'll Lakata at our office. She will get you all the information you need, the different levels, the benefits that you get.
Yeah, so not all the same price.
No, but depending on what works best for your business.
And what you're looking for, the benefits that you need. You may not need something that a bigger company might need, so there is a lower cost chamber membership.
Right, right.
Which is good.
Yep, and I mean, when you join, we do a ribbon cutting at your business, and mm-hmm. we make a big production out of it. So we do it live.
That's such a tradition over the years, and they're still wearing the red jackets.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Our ambassadors come, and they've got their red jackets. And but we do a live ribbon cutting, and
right?
It's really a production. It's not just come cut a ribbon and, you know, say welcome. You know, it's really, you know, give you an opportunity to do an interview, talk about your business, where you're located, your services, all those sorts of things.
Right.
And kind of, you know, it's a great way to welcome you to the chamber and get you connected. But then, as you said earlier, you know, as a chamber member, you need to get to these events because that's where you really get the benefit.
Take
from
full
your membership.
Advantage. Yeah. Take full advantage of the membership. Okay. I can't believe it. We have a minute left.
Yeah.
So what do you want to touch on before we go, Todd?
Just a reminder again, the All Together Business Women's event. So if you are interested in that, go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. Thursday, January 30th, great lineup of speakers, people you'll recognize, and just very excited for that.
Okay, so that's going to be a great event. And then you've got the business after hours coming up right away. There's a couple of things too, a couple other things you mentioned.
The Workforce Wednesday, that's this Wednesday.
That's right.
Virtually, and you can go online and get the information on that, PensacolaChamber.com. And Good Morning Pensacola, the first one is February 7th. And I'll just throw out there, we have our legislative luncheon that'll be in February.
Oh, yes, of course. That's always really good.
All right. Another opportunity to learn about our advocacy efforts. And excited kicking off the year.
Okay. All right. We've been talking with Todd Thompson. He is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Todd comes and talks to us every once a month, right? We get caught up with you every month.
Yeah.
So we'll have him back again. And it's always a pleasure. He and I had a chance to work together a little bit when I was over at the Pensacola Beach Chamber. Chambers of Commerce are alive and well, and they can certainly help your business.
Absolutely.
So, PensacolaChamber.com. Thanks, Todd.